Okay.
So when the grace period triggers, there is no fund of money available within the scheme of the policy terms to pay premium, notwithstanding there might be some other dollar value associated with the policy, but under the terms, there's no fist from which anything automatically draws. It's either at that point, pay the money as agreed to, or it hits the grace period, or it expires, correct?
That is correct, Your Honor. That's why the policy entered the grace period, is because there was no money.
All right, got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I will echo previous counsel's arguments that I will now quit being nauseous, as this was my first time as well. I appreciate your patience with me.
You got your money's worth, I think. All right, Mr. Walter, straighten us out here.
Thank you, Your Honor. As I said when I first started this argument, the question is very simple.
Who wrote this policy? Must have been some lawyers, right?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Your Honor.
I just said who wrote this policy. Must have been some lawyers, right?
I'm not sure who wrote it, Your Honor.
Well,
it's interesting because my father happens to have been an insurance guru, and he told me when I was very young and knew nothing about any of this, don't ever buy a flexible premium life insurance policy. And he was right on the money. So.
Well, Your Honor, when I first started, I said that this is a very simple and straightforward issue. The question is, when was the policyholder required to pay a premium under the terms of the policy? All opposing counsel had to do was come up here and tell you where in the policy it says that Johnson & Johnson was required to make a premium payment before the end of the grace period. And he didn't do it, just because he can't do it. Instead, what you heard were analogies about gas tanks, the general definition of grace period that's used in other policies. You didn't get any reference to the terms of the policy. Judge Stewart, to your point, you mentioned the payment of premiums shouldn't be a mystery. What did the parties bargain for? This is exactly what the parties bargained for. They bargained to have a planned annual premium. That's the planned premium. It's not required to be paid. The plan when the policy was issued is pay this premium every year, and that will sustain the policy. You can pay more than that, or you can not pay it at all. It gives the policyholders, and this is a sophisticated policyholder who had an accountant running this transaction for them, assumed that discretion. And then the policyholder failed to make that premium payment. And this is what's on the policy data page, really early in the policy, bold, all capital letters. It is possible that coverage will expire prior to the maturity date shown, where either no premiums are paid following payment of the initial premium, or subsequent premiums are insufficient to continue coverage to such date. There's another provision that's very similar to that. The policyholder was put on notice by everything in this policy that if you don't pay premiums, ultimately you're going to go into the grace period and the policy is going to terminate. Mr. Acasi also mentioned the issue of lapse.
Yeah, and that straighten me out on lapse.
Well, the lapse issue is nothing but a red herring argument, Your Honor. He indicated that the policy was already lapsed when the grace notices were issued in December and January of 2010 and 2011, respectively. And that's simply not true. What the grace period provision, and this is in the grace period provision, it says that the policy will lapse in the future if the premium is not paid, the sufficient premium is not paid by the end of the grace period. Now, under Louisiana law, the Louisiana Administrative Code has a definition for lapse because the Louisiana Administrative Code requires a 30-day grace period. And so that code, by law, has to define when that grace period is triggered, and the Louisiana law defines that lapse as the date when the cash surrender value is I think it says first equals zero. And so basically under Louisiana law, the effective date of lapse was December 12, 2010. But that is only the effective date. That doesn't mean that on December 13th the policy had lapsed. It was still in effect. The grace period provision specifically says that the policy will remain in force until the end of the grace period. And moreover, the statute does not measure the notice period from the date of lapse. The date of lapse under the Louisiana Administrative Code is completely irrelevant to the issue here. The issue here is, when was a premium required to be paid? The premium was required to be paid before the end of the grace period. There is absolutely no basis in this policy for a finding that the policyholder was obligated to pay a premium at the time the grace period began. It was not until the end of the grace period. And with in my closing moments here, with respect to this issue about whether to use the word payable versus the word due, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, Your Honors. The statute only applies to those premiums that are required by the terms of the policy to be paid. Regardless if you use the word payable or if you use the word due, the premium is required to be paid. And there has to be a legal obligation to pay it. That legal obligation did not arise in this case until after the policy entered the grace period. There was no legal obligation to pay the premium before that day.
So what are you asking? What are you asking us ultimately to do? Determine the correct trigger date and decide nothing else, and send it back to be further straightened out. Determine the correct statutory interpretation and the trigger date, and go further. What's the narrowest relief you're asking from us?
The relief that I'm asking for, Your Honor, is that you reverse and render the judgment in favor of Conseco. There were cross motions for summary judgment. This is a matter of law that the court should render judgment.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank
you. Appreciate it. All right. Before we take the last case.